from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Many San Francisco high school students could be in for some tense family discussions around the dinner table this holiday season. The public school district is mailing notices to just under half the class of 2014, or 1,900 students, telling them they've fallen behind and may not graduate unless they catch up. If it sounds like that's an unusually large number of students in jeopardy, it is. San Francisco Chronicle reporter Jill Tucker is here to explain why. Ms. Tucker, your article on the front page of today's paper explains that this class is the first group in the district required to graduate under a new set of standards designed to prep everyone for college, whether they plan to go or not. What is the district demanding of these students?
Well, every student in the class of 2014 that wants to graduate from the district will have to finish 15 college prep courses. They're the so-called A through G courses that gets them into the University of California or the California State University system. In the past, they didn't have to do all that. They didn't have to do 2 years of foreign language. They didn't have to do 3 years of math. They didn't have to do 2 years of lab sciences. But the district in 2008, the school board back then said, look, we want to make sure that every student in the district has the chance to go to college. If they decide not to go, it's not going to be because we didn't give them the courses that they needed to get there.
Now, the district adopted this program to address a persistent achievement gap, specifically Black and Latino students lagging behind their white and Asian peers in college readiness. And they looked at a similar program in San Jose. What did they find there that inspired them?
Well, San Jose adopted the A through G requirement back in 2003 was the first class that had to graduate with that. And what they found there was that it didn't mean more dropouts, which I think was a concern, but it meant that more students were prepared for college, more students were graduating. It really raised the bar and a lot more students were jumping over it.
The goal seems to have had good intentions, like you said, but keeping these students on track does require resources such as after-school tutoring, summer catch-up programs, and it sounds like San Francisco students are really getting a raw deal in that respect. How badly have these types of programs been hit by budget cuts?
So many things have been cut. It isn't just the what they call credit recovery programs, which are the Saturday school, the online courses. But when you think about it, things like counselors, the adults at the school that are supposed to be keeping track of these students' transcripts, telling them what courses they need to take, these counselors have a caseload of about 450 students. So they've had cutbacks in counselors. And then on top of that, tutoring programs, mentoring programs, things like this that they don't have anymore, in addition to cuts to these after-school programs and things that would allow the students, independent study, allow them to catch up courses that they flunked or missed or otherwise don't have on their transcript.
And the district obviously recognizes that there's a problem. That's why the notices are going out to parents. And you say that school counselors have been asked to show the district in writing how each student has been red flagged will catch up. Well, if there aren't enough counselors, how can they really do that? And then even if there are enough to do a write-up on each student, how creative do students and counselors have to be to address the problem?
There's an all-out effort to take those 1,900 kids that we're talking about across the 17 high schools and getting all hands on deck to help these particular students. There are still independent study programs, Saturday schools, evening programs. They're not at every high school. So it makes it more difficult for the students to attend them. They don't have all the course offerings all the time. So let's say a student has to make up the first semester of Algebra 2. Well, we're coming up on the second semester of the school year. So they have to find where and if Algebra 2 first semester is being offered somewhere. So it makes it very difficult to do the scheduling, to get all these kids everything that they need in a convenient location so that they can do it, they will do it. And when it comes to May, the end of May 2014, they will walk across that stage.
Jill Tucker, thank you.
Thank you.
Jill Tucker is a staff writer at the San Francisco Chronicle. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.